96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You may not be your hair, but your hair has a whole lot to do with who you are. What's going on with your hair this summer? Are you worried about what the heat and humidity may do to it? Well, what about the swimming pool or even hitting the beach when you take that Caribbean vacation? How do you keep your hair looking absolutely fabulous during the summer? Well, my guests tonight are here to help you get it together and keep it together. Tink Richardson is the owner of Creative Contour. Master Bay is a hairstylist at the A-List Salon. And Marissa Robinson is a hairstylist at the Bill Lawrence Salon. All of them are right here in Washington, D.C. The lines are open if you have any questions about your hair, natural, straight, permed, long, short, kinky, curly. The lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. You're certainly welcome to comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher, or you can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Thank you all for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, let's talk about weather, first of all, because that's the real deal here. Obviously, the weather can have a detrimental effect on hair. I would imagine how it's treated, how you care for it, heat, humidity, all of that. Marissa, your thoughts about it. Do people really have a lot of trouble with it?
A lot of people do, and I think the main problem is they try to fight the elements, and those are the powers that be.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to seek some professional help where you need assistance.
No doubt, but what kind of problems are we talking about? I mean, does it matter what kind of texture you have, whether it's long or short? I know that sun has a tendency to lighten hair, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
Okay, and what other kind of problems are we talking about with summer hair?
People getting ready for vacation, trying to get their bodies into shape, working mm-hmm. out. Those are a lot of the issues that a lot of my clients have been facing.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's options out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're gonna get into some of those options too. So, you know, people spend a lot of money, Bay, on hair. And you notice I don't have any, and that's probably why I don't, because I decided to shave it all off because it was so much cheaper for me personally. We're going to talk about men's hair, too. So what is the best thing that you would recommend for people doing with their hair during the summer? Is it braids, natural? Does that help? Does that also kind of cut down on the cost if you kind of go natural, if you go with braids, or what do you think?
I don't think that people should be more concerned about the cost as to the integrity of their hair.
Oh, but come on now. We're talking about black folks here. They're still on the tail end of a major recession and all of that. And I know they want to keep you all in business, but go ahead. Go ahead.
It's like people cannot tend to act like they're stylists at home mm-hmm. and then damage their hair and create a worse condition for themselves.
What do you mean? So,
like sometimes people are trying to put in hair extensions and they're braiding too tight and they're causing hair loss. They're using chemicals and don't know how to use the chemicals, don't know the processing time, don't know the processing process, and they're causing chemical burns. So it's like you might as well go to a professional.
Mm-hmm.
It's like asking a doctor for a scalpel.
Mm-hmm. Or trying to do it at home.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah, nobody wants to perform surgery at home. Is there a difference between winter hair and summer hair?
Absolutely.
How so?
just like the weather is different. Your skin is different. Your hair is different. Your body's different. The elements are different. You're dealing with snow and cold temperatures, a lot of wind. The summer brings a lot of humidity in this area. A lot of people don't know, but D.C. is a swamp land. It's built on swamps. So we're dealing with high humidity. Everybody's hair is kind of big and frizzy, and, you know, you need a little help getting it under control. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a difference from the wintertime.
Okay. So what would you suggest for low maintenance, manageable hairstyles for women specifically during the summer?
Specifically during the summer, I've been doing a lot of wigs.
Really?
Custom wigs, virtually weightless, lightweight, breathable caps. You can swim in them, sun dry. I mean, they don't feel like anything on. And I can't keep them in stock because they're so convenient. You spend one time and you got a hairdo for the next 3 months, 4 months with just minimal maintenance. And they're, again, virtually weightless, very natural looking. Of course, they're the best quality of hair, but you can get short style, you can get long style. You can pack a few of them to go on your vacation. You know, it's very easy for that woman on the go, that woman that wants to work out and still maintain her style and her look. For those who want to switch up, those who are going through the personal summers.
You have the summer and your personal summer.
And the personal summer during the summer can be treacherous.
Okay.
So this has been a lifesaver for a lot of my clients. You can get it in any style that you want, and you're in and out of the door in 30 minutes or less.
How much are we talking about here for a wig?
Well, mines are starting from 65 on up. The 65 will get you one that's already made. It's pretty much off the shelf. When you start going into the hundreds of dollars, then that's more custom made.
Okay.
But, again, they're all very natural, very comfortable, and beautiful.
Wow. Is that a secret that you and your hairdresser need to keep from your boyfriend or husband? Or?
And they have kept it from their boyfriends. They really have. They come home and they say, he didn't even know that I had one on. He just thought that I did something different with my hair.
I bet. That's another show. Let me let me go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking about keeping your hair looking fabulous during the summer months. Angela, calling from Southeast D.C., thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello, Harold, and hello to your panel. My question is this. I'm a double dipper. I have a perm and I have color. So I'm good with keeping up with it during the winter. I put plenty of oil and I make sure I don't high curl it too much. But now that the summer has hit, my hair cannot hold a curl, and I don't want to get rid of my color, and I cannot get rid of my perm just yet. I'm not ready to go natural. So what can I do to maintain my color and not damage my hair any further with the perm and the color together during the summertime?
There's all types of products out there that can help you with maintaining your hair. It sounds like you have an issue with the humidity, and that's probably why your hair isn't lasting as far as the curl. The lighter you go in color can also be a compromising position for you as well. But again, there's products out there that'll help aid you in fighting against humidity and giving you hold and protection.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Right.
Yes.
Are there anything? Is there anything out there that you can recommend that I can like go get tomorrow morning from the beauty supply store?
Yes, there is one by Sexy Hair. And it is it's called the Straight Line, and it's in a silver can. It's very good. It's very good. You can get it from a more of a professional salon that retails. We have it at the C. Allen Signature Salon as well, located at 705 Florida Avenue.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that too.
Great.
Yeah, Angela, thank you so much. Good luck with your hair.
Thank you.
I've got a question on my Facebook page. A lot of women have been commenting all day, and do all of you do locks maintenance, dreadlocks maintenance?
Yes.
I do.
Okay, you do.
I do not.
Okay, you don't. All right. So Denise is asking, she says, locks, baby. That's how she deals with it during the summer. But her question is, does she wear them up or down? I don't know. She doesn't give any more information. But what would you recommend? I would imagine if it's hot, locks, especially if they're long, hot on the neck, dense hair. What do you say?
Well, I would say that it depends on her lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have a certain lifestyle where, you know, you have to keep them in a certain type of style that is not offensive,
mm-hmm.
you know, then you would want to put them up so it can look a little elegant.
Mm-hmm. More professional, no doubt, yes. Depending on, like you said, where you work. Okay. Well, Denise, I hope you're listening, and I hope that that helps you. I need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go back to the phones. We're going to talk to Pammy, Leslie, Kirane, and Carrie. So stay with us. We're talking about your hair. Whether you whip it back and forth, you keep it short, keep it curly, whatever you do with it, how to keep it fabulous during the summer, give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. SiriusXM, Channel 141 and WHUR, I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about keeping your hair looking fabulous during the summer. My guests tonight are here to help you get it together and keep it together. Tink Richardson is the owner of Creative Contour. Master Bay is a hairstylist at the A-List Salon. And Marissa Robinson is a hairstylist at the Bill Lawrence Salon. All of them right here in Washington, D.C. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. 7810 outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Earlier, we spoke about wigs as an option for maintaining a nice hair presence. But what about the folks who don't want to wear wigs? What's the biggest problem with keeping a summer hairstyle intact? Because I know it was mentioned earlier that, you know, a lot of women do work out. Okay. And that's another show about sweating their hair out. Whatever show they decide, whatever style they prefer to have, a lot of them say they don't want to work out because they don't want to have to keep doing their hair over and over and over. Any suggestions for having a nice hair style that'll hang in there during the summer through workouts or the like?
Definitely something curlier,
mm-hmm.
going with set options. I mean, there's an array of sizes and different textures of curls you can get that will hold a style comparable to your taste. You can do color. That also slightly changes the texture of your hair depending on how light or dark you go. And that can help as well.
Mm-hmm. What about swimming pools? I mentioned that earlier, and also a lot of folks taking vacations, salt water. What effect does that have? First of all, ammonia and the other kinds of pool chemicals, mm-hmm. I should say, and salt water.
They have a drying effect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, does it damage the hair? And how do you deal with that? If you, for example, if you're swimming at the beach all day and you just have what some would say is a black woman's hair that's more common, not necessarily, you know, wavy or curly, just your regular kinky hair, and you're used to straightening it, what do you do when you're at the beach? How do you handle that?
Hydration is key.
How do you hydrate it?
Well, I mean, the proper thing is to be already hydrated. You know, taking daily care of your hair, drinking the proper water, getting steam treatments, using products that are soluble to your hair and your hair shaft, as opposed to things that are just going to sit on top.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about like coconut oil and your sealants, you know, products that are soluble to the hair that will help moisturize it beyond the hair shaft.
So you can take those things with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That because that's important, because we can't come back to see you in the middle of the cruise.
Right.
You know, so what else? You said coconut oil. I mean, do you buy it in a hair salon? Do you buy it at hair supplies? Do you buy it in the grocery store?
You can get coconut oil from Whole Foods.
Yeah. You know, I cook
Joe's.
With it, but yes. Yeah.
And the best kind of oil to use in your hair would be a cold press raw mm-hmm. oil, something that has not been heated. or compromise, but just a raw oil, that your hair will receive that better than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you're going to be out in the salt water or in chlorine, it's imperative to wash your hair. You need to shampoo your hair with a moisturizing shampoo and condition it after every dip in the pool
Really?
Or the ocean. You don't want that to sit in your hair, because then that's going to aid the dryness. It's going to compromise or fade your color, and it's going to add to your problems.
Gosh, I didn't know. Wow. Every day. If you're going to swim,
if you're swimming every day, then
you need to
rinse your hair every day.
Interesting. Listen, I need to take another break, but when we come back, I promise we will talk to the folks on the phone. If you're on the phone, please hang on. Don't hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We're talking about your hair, keeping it right, and keeping it tight for the summer. We'll be back in just a few seconds on Sirius XM Channel 141.